Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue in our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Today we will conclude our critique of the speech of Professor Todd Green, which he titled Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And also today we'll begin to look at the manipulation of the Muslim of care to our election. That is when they created that candidate questionnaire which contained 33 questions to ask those candidates who are running for any office in America. Obviously, Muslims have no problem to answer these questions, right? So it is with the liberals. But conservatives will have a hard time answering these questions because if they answer them as Muslims wish, then they are no longer conservatives. And if they answer them as conservative, they will lose the victory for whatever office they are running for. So now, let us listen to the final statement given by Professor Todd Green in his lecture as he continues to mumble and say the following segment.
And I think what we'll see with the Democratic Party is that it will continue to struggle with Omar, in part because the Republican Party will make sure that they have to. And I think particularly Trump and others find a way to clip Omar into the headlines. Again, this is going to be deliberate. And any of those four strategies I mentioned earlier are going to be quick to go to narratives to do that with. And we've seen all four of them invoked when it comes to Omar just in the past 2-3 months. I think Trump himself, his surrogates, a few others in the Republican Party feel that they have found a winner and using Omar as a weapon when it comes to Islamophobia, and the Democratic Party has yet, as a whole, to figure out how to respond to that with some few exceptions.
Yes, indeed, my friends. The Democratic Party will continue to struggle with Representative Ilhan Omar and the rest of the Muslims who will be joining Representative Ilhan Omar in 2020, 2022, 2024. And don't worry, every 2 years, Muslims will add a few more representatives and a few more senators and a few more mayors and a few more governors until America is completely taken by the Muslims. Do you know where we found that story? Where else in this earth? It's all over Europe. If you want to know how America will look 20, 30 years from now, just have a quick look at any country of your choice in Europe. And why the Democratic Party will continue to have the struggle, Professor Green told us, because the Republicans will make sure that this will be the case. Mr. Trump will make sure that he will have Omar in the headlines. And he will do it deliberately. Why? Because Mr. Trump and the Republicans are Islamophobes. You see, if you have attended my last 57-58 broadcast and you didn't get the point that Islamophobia is the greatest attack on the freedom and the liberty of America, on the First Amendment, if you could not get that point in, then there's no hope for you to save America. Because if we have the freedom to speak, and you have the freedom to speak the truth about what's going on in America, then we know for sure that there is no Islamophobia. But if we can convince the American people that Usama Daktok, for example, is an Islamophobe, therefore we have to lock him up or end his ministry by taking him out, then for sure Muslims will take over America. But if we will continue to have the liberty and the freedom in America to speak our mind, if it is truthful, and I emphasize on being truthful, then the chance for the Muslims to take over America is a slim chance. Then Professor Green reminds us of the four strategies, as he mentioned so many times in his lecture. And he said that these four strategies fit perfectly with Representative Ilhan Omar. And here, let me remind you of these four Islamophobic strategies. First, creeping Sharia. Yes, indeed. We cannot talk about Sharia because the moment you open your lips and you say Sharia, then you are an Islamophobe. even though we see it already in America, that Sharia not only creeping in America, but Sharia is already taking over America. Let me remind you, my friends, that there is not a school in America who has Muslim students who do not serve these students with halal food. Similar to that is all the inmates in our prisons and our jails who are Muslims. They are treated specially with halal food, and the food will be served during the month of Ramadan, during the night, not during the day, because that is Sharia. How about allowing Muslim ladies all over the 50 states of the United States of America to have their picture ID for their driver license with a hijab? That is also Sharia. How about practicing Sharia finance all over America, as now all of us Americans are giving 2.5% of the interest all these companies and banks and insurances are making to the Muslim Brotherhood, because after all, that is what Sharia is all about. And I can go on and on and on with the rest of the early laws which Muslims are forcing on us here in America. And for Professor Todd Green, there is no Sharia. And don't you dare mention the word Sharia or creeping Sharia, because then you're an Islamophobe. How about the second Islamophobic strategy, which is Muslims, Middle Easterners, and migrants? Oh, we do not have a problem with that. After all, Mr. Trump is forbidding so many of these Muslim countries to come to America. And hopefully soon, when Mr. Trump finishes his term, we're going to have a good liberal Democrat president who will allow the Muslims to come to America anytime from any country without any vetting, because that is not what the Muslims like or the liberals of America like. How about the third Islamophobic strategy, which is Muslims anti-Semitism? We already heard it from Representative Ilhan Omar in her speech, and no one will ever dare to say that she is anti-Semitic. Why? Because if you do, then you are for sure an Islamophobe. But once again, my friends, let me repeat to you my advice to know that if we have a problem with Muslims and anti-Semitism or not, just look in the pages of the Quran and read the verses of Allah and the sayings of Muhammad in the Hadith concerning the Jews, and you will know for sure the truth that Islam is an anti-Semitic cult. Finally, the fourth and the last Islamophobic strategy, according to Professor Todd Green, that is radical Islamic terrorism. And no one will dare to say that terrorism has any tie with Islam, simply because the people of America are so ignorant of Islam. My friends, if you remove terrorism from the Quran, Islam will fall. If you remove the jihad and the killing and the blood shedding from the Quran, Islam will fall. And the best answer I have for you, yes, it is an Islamic movement. Terrorism is the foundation of Islam. It is simply, you must read the Quran. And without reading the Quran, you as a nation are destroying yourself for your lack of knowledge. It is not radical Islamic terrorism, but it is once again Islamic terrorism. Who put the word radical in it but Mr. George W. Bush after September 11? He actually invented that word, and the Muslims did not have any problem with it. But then later, when we got Barack Hussein Obama as president, he also removed the word Islam out of it. So it is radical terrorism without Islam. You see how Islam is evolving in America? It starts with radical Islamic terrorism to radical terrorism without Islam, as if Islam has nothing to do with the worst things which is happening to mankind for the last 1400 years. My friends, this is the reality of what Islam is. It is here in America to creep on us with the Sharia. The Middle Eastern and the migrants Muslims are coming to America to take over America, waiting for the right time when they will have the upper hand, when they will have enough people to take over America. And the Muslims hate the Jews as much as they hate the Christians. And they are not radical. They are simply Muslim believers. as Allah called them Muslim believers and Muhammad called them Muslim believers and they call themselves Muslim believers. And once again, all these four strategies exist not only in Ilhan Omar, but in all the members of CARE and the rest of the Muslim believers who live in America. Professor Green ended his speech by saying, I think Trump himself, his surrogates, and a few others in the Republican Party have found the fuel. They have found a winner in using Omar as a weapon when it comes to Islamophobia. And the Democratic Party has yet as a whole to figure how to respond to that, with some few exceptions. My friends, it's time for us to stand up to liberals like Professor Todd Green to tell him enough is enough. You are so ignorant of Islam and you're so naive. That's why you are a useful idiot for the Muslims. And we will not allow you to stop any conservative from speaking the truth about Islam and the Muslims. We will love the Muslim people the right way. You love the Muslim people to hell, where you will also spend your eternity as a man who claims to be a Christian. But for us, the born-again Christians, we will continue to love the Muslim people the way Christ wants us to love them. That is to let them know that they're living in darkness and there is no truth in Islam. And only by believing in Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty, who came in the flesh, the one who died on the cross for our sins, the one who was buried, and the one who rose again on the third day. That is the only straight way for eternal life. And by believing in Jesus Christ, they will have eternal life. This will bring us to the end of our critique to the speech of Professor Todd Green, which he titled Islamophobia at the 2020 election.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
Do you know that now Professor Green is used by CARE to speak in their conferences about the topic of Islamophobia? The Council on American Islamic Relations, that is the same group which Representative Ilhan Omar spoke to in California, the Muslim Jihadi, the Brotherhood of America, and he is used by them to speak on the topic of Islamophobia. After all, we actually used him in our government during the years of President Barack Hussein Obama to educate our intelligence concerning the topic of Islamophobia. After all, the man wrote the books and he made the speeches. And now he is used by the Muslim Jihadi to speak on the topic to the American people on the behalf of CARE. And that lead me to share with you some of the most important facts concerning CARE and the 2020 election. First, when we go to the press release point online, we read, CARE launched 2020 Muslim vote campaign with release of candidate, questionnaire, and a calendar of election dates. And there we read the following.
Posted on January 21st, 2020, the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, the nation's largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization, today launched its annual nonpartisan Muslims Vote campaign designed to empower American Muslims by increasing their political capacity and presence in the 2020 general election. CARE kicked off the campaign with the release of its 2020 general election, quote, sample questions for candidates and government officials, unquote, toolkit, and a, quote, state voter registration, primary, caucus, and special election calendar, unquote, as a Muslim community resource. According to this announcement, the Washington-based Muslim advocacy group estimates there are more than 1 million registered American Muslim voters with large communities residing in key swing states. Quote, CARE is excited to launch our robust Muslims Vote 2020 general election campaign to support turning out our nation's 1 million registered Muslim voters during the primaries and in November, unquote, said CARE National Executive Director Nihad Awad. Quote, unlocking the voting potential and political power of the Muslim community is CARE's number one goal. Awad added, the 2020 general election is a pivotal moment in the history of our nation and American Muslims. There is a lot at stake for our community, and this election presents Muslims with an opportunity to unite and work together to ensure we are civically engaged, registered to vote, and turn out to vote at greater levels than ever before. This election year, CARE's national network of 31 offices in some 20 states will promote its 2020 Muslims Vote campaign through local voter registration drives and Get Out the Vote initiatives, in addition to hosting candidate forums and debate watch parties.
And now, my friends, I would like to share with you the Muslim Vote 2020 1 million Muslim voters sample questions for candidates and government officials. These are questions put by the Muslim Jihadi CARE. And believe it or not, if they will have their way, trust me, they will create difficulties for conservatives to win any election. Because only the liberals, like Professor Todd Green and all the Democrats who are willing to bend the knee, bow down to the Muslims, to appease them and please them. And if these are the questions which will be determined who will be the next leaders of this country, that will mean that we will no longer have America, but simply we will fulfill the agenda of the Democrats and the Muslims. And I want you to listen carefully to these questions which were put by CARE on their sites.
Sample questions for candidates and government officials. Number one, fostering mutual respect. Do you support a welcoming environment that fosters mutual respect for all religious beliefs, traditions, and heritages in the United States?
Notice, in all these questions we're going to be sharing with you, the candidate or the person who's running for government office have to choose one of the two answers. Number one, to support. Number two, to oppose. And what is the question here is about? It's about supporting having Muslims in America. That is to respect the Muslim beliefs, the Muslim traditions, the Muslim heritage in the United States of America. And boy, oh boy, if I have the time, I can share with you about that for another 10 radio broadcasts to show you that nothing about the Islam as a religion or belief, the Islam as tradition, the Islam as heritage can fit with our way of life in America. That is the opposite direction of what we, the Americans, stand for or what we, the Americans, believe. And we're going to be sharing some of these with you as we will look at some of the other questions which CARE, that is the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Jihadi of America, are demanding our elected government officials to believe and practice. And now let's move on to the next question.
Number two, religious land use. Do you support actions taken by the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice to protect the right of Muslim communities to establish or expand places of worship on the same terms as other religious communities?
And what do you think they mean by that? We're talking about Islamic camps. We're talking about Islamic schools. We're talking about Islamic mosques and Islamic centers all over America. And I wonder if the American legislators who will be running for office or the governors who will be running for office who will answer that question by saying, yes, I support. I wonder if they have a clue what do Muslims teach and practice in such places. You see, we're talking about Islam as it is just another religion in America. We got the Jewish believers, we got the Christian believers, and we got the Muslim believers. But if we understand that everything about Islam and what Muslims believe goes against the freedom of religion in America, which means these Muslims, if they continue to do what they're hoping to accomplish, will be taken over America. And someday, not only they will be killing their own sons and daughters who will not continue to live in Islam, but they will kill all others who will not submit and surrender to Islam. So here we go, my friends. These are the first two questions which were written by CARE, that is the Council on American Islamic Relations. Instead of getting rid of that organization by calling it for what it is, a Muslim Brotherhood Jihadi organization, and remove its leaders and close all their chapters, no. We're allowing them to control who will be in office in the year 2020. And trust me, this is just the beginning, because the worst is yet to come. We cover two simple questions, and we still have 31 more questions. And by the time we finish that questionnaire, you will know, what do I mean by Muslims controlling the future of America? Because simply, if you said no to these questions, you will have a hard time to convince people to vote for you. And at the same time, if you said yes for these questions, that means you are controlled by the mafia of CARE. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.